Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, March 24th, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait. There's nothing you can do. It's here.
Can't stop it.
Well, you could have, like, not downloaded.
No, don't do that.
Because that would be bad. You wouldn't want to do that to your friends, like the Flintstress.
Okay, sweetie, this started out fun, but I'm over it.
No, you enjoy this.
I would never.
I know I love it more than anything has ever been loved before. I'm Billy Flynn.
Could I sound more like a radio guy?
Probably not.
You are a radio professional.
So Wednesday means we'll take a peek inside the long box. A look at your geekified news is, of course, coming up. But you know it was on this date in 1882 that German scientist Robert Koch announced in Berlin that he had discovered the bacillus responsible for tuberculosis. They all sound funny. You don't see what I said to start with.
In 1883, long-distance telephone service was inaugurated between Chicago and New York. And the second call was to see, are you satisfied with your long-distance provider?
1898, the first U.S. automobile was sold. Alexander Winton sold his first automobile that he built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison for $1,000.
Wow. In 1945, Sylvester the Cat debuted in Tweety Pie.
You missed 1930, where the recently discovered ninth planet was given the name Pluto. Ooh,
Pluto.
You missed a science thing.
Well, it's not really a planet anymore, so I did sort of skip that.
Oh, 1949, roller derby debuted on ABC.
Yeah. In 1955, Ms. Magazine was founded by Gloria Steinem.
1964, the Kennedy half dollar was first issued.
In 1973, The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd debuted on the Billboard album charts. It stayed for over 700 weeks.
1992, a Chicago judge approved a court settlement offering refunds to those who bought music or attended concerts by the lip-syncing duo Milli Vanilli.
Girl, you know it's true.
Ooh, ooh, blame it on the ring. Okay.
Blame it on no talent.
All right, so birthdays then?
Started out with one of your favorites from Buffy, Allison Hannigan, is 36.
Yes, she is, and hot. Laura Flynn Boyle is 40. Sure, she was Stacy on Wayne's World. Sure, she was in The Practice, but you know what? She was on Twin Peaks. That's right.
Peter Jacobson is 45. He's Randy Dworkin. I just wanted to say Dworkin on Law & Order.
Let's see. Annabella Sciorra, however you say it, 46. She was Gloria on The Sopranos.
Star Jones is 48.
Kelly LeBrock is 50. Lisa from Weird Science is 50.
That made me feel really old when I saw that.
Well, glad it wasn't just me.
Donna Pescow is 56. She was Annette in Saturday Night Fever.
Robert Carradine, 56. Lewis in Revenge of the Nerds.
Tommy Hilfiger is 59.
Arlie Ermey is 66. Full Metal Jacket and pretty much playing himself in every movie he's ever been in. Oh. Awesome. Awesome guy.
And William Smith is 77. He was Anthony Falconetti on Rich Man, Poor Man.
And no longer with us, Steve McQueen was born in 1930, no longer with us.
He's so cool.
And neither is Norman Fell, born in 1924, Mr. Roper, no longer with us. But you know what? Once upon a time, you could actually find Three's Company on TV, anytime, day or night.
Well, not on CBS tonight. We've got Survivors, Heroes versus Villains, where I'd really like to see the cast of Heroes on Survivor, as long as it was, like, actually Survive for Your Life. And
that'd
then we have Criminal Minds and CSI New York, which are both reruns.
Then over there on ABC, it's reruns of Modern Family, followed by a new episode of The Middle, followed by a rerun of Modern Family Cougar Town, followed by a new Ugly Betty. I don't understand what they're doing.
On your toes. Who knows? NBC brings us a new episode of Mercy and a rerun and then a new one of Law & Order SVU.
Over on Fox, a new Human Target, which he forgets how to fight. It's weird. And on American Idol, one is eliminated with extreme prejudice.
Just one? On CW, we have America's Next Top Model, followed by Fly Girls, which I don't think are the dancers on In Living Color anymore.
Probably
and
not.
And High Society.
Over on Comedy Central, it's a new South Park tonight. The kids are reading a banned book.
The Tale of Scroty McBooger Balls. Awesome.
Okay, then.
On Bravo, we have a new episode of Sheer Genius. The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Over on Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, it's The Soda Cup Killer. Dun, dun, dun.
And then a show that looks really cool called Is It Possible, where they explore Iron Man, Batman, and Flexi Woman.
Okay. History Channel, Monster Quest, are looking for Bruce again. It's America's Wolfman.
I thought he was the Sasquatch or the Bigfoot.
He's in disguise.
The Sci-Fi gives us new episodes of Ghost Hunter and Destination Truth.
FX show and Fantastic Four in the Silver Package.
The Silver Surfer has gotten ads.
Yep.
On The Chiller, we have Stephen King's The Stand, a great book, pretty good movie.
Pretty good. It was decent. FMC is showing The Commitments, which is a damn fine movie.
Ride, Sally, Ride. TNT has Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf.
Whatever. If we're watching anything, it's going to be on CMT, Country Music Television, because they've got an undercover DEA agent trying to save his uncle's bar from a group of drug runners intent on taking over. That's right. Jonathan Schack and Jake Busey star in Roadhouse 2, Electric Boogaloo.
No Patrick Swayze.
No.
You've got mail.
Let's see, Dear Billy Flynn and or Flynnstress, The Bruce, or Vicar, yeah, right. At the beginning of the DVD releases, you mentioned Muppet Babies in passing. Why this story came to my mind this time versus any other time you mentioned Muppet Babies, don't know. Back when I was at UCLA School of Engineering, they had a requirement that we had to take arts classes to graduate. Got a Shakespeare class with a cool professor, didn't take himself too seriously. I'd like to do the classes on the patio. When the class got around to Macbeth, he invited a friend of his named Laurie O'Brien to the class. She is an actress who he said gave one of the best renditions of Lady Macbeth he had ever heard. The thing was, however, is that she did it in the manner of her day job as the voice of Piggy from Muppet Babies. Ever since then, I can't hear out damn spot without busting up. Signing off in the hopes that I didn't bore you. That's a mad sigh. No, sir, not at all.
I would love to hear that.
That would be something incredibly special. WKRP first season is on DVD. What is not on DVD is WKRP with the original music that was played when the show was on TV. Love, Anna. Well then, Anna, I would say to you, that means WKRP is in fact not then on DVD. Because some of the jokes were built specifically around the songs that they were playing. Some plot points were around songs that you heard in the show. And without the songs, it's not really the show.
So it's like an abridged version. Who wants
They swapped out the music. They picked different sounding music they could get licenses to. So you're right and you're wrong, but I like to think of it as you're wrong, because that way you have to come argue with me, and you do that, and it's so cute when you get all red, facey, and yelly. It's awesome. If you'd like to drop a note...
Anna mad.
I'm not making her mad, but if she wants to come try and beat me up, just drop us a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynnstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. I said Wednesday is that long box day. It certainly is. We'll check that. Your Geekified news coming up this Wednesday,
March 24th, 2010.
Of Geek Radio Daily.
Tonight at 11 on KWTF News, unemployment rates reach all-time low.
Middle Eastern officials reporting peace talks could end within the week.
And do you like puppies?
Don't believe their lies. You think you should be afraid of Osama Hasbin? You think you should be afraid of losing your job? What you should truly be afraid of is out there. And we are fighting a losing battle to keep you safe. Zombies are real and they are coming. Then you will know what it means to truly be afraid.
Tune in tonight for our weekend forecast.
I'm Tara O'Hara.
I'm Vic Beretta.
See you tonight, KWTF News at 11.
And now back to your show.
Visit www.ontheedgeofdarkness.com.
Hello, this is Master Shake, the ruler of your face. Whenever I don't listen to podcasts, I'm sure it would be Geek Radio Daily. I put the geek in geek.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, March 24th, 2000. That was a good, cool guy.
Yeah.
Such a cool guy.
And the promo before it took me like four times realizing they were saying KWTF.
Oh.
I'm slow.
So, welcome. It's Wednesday.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Indeed. In fact, tons of serious books available at your friendly local neighborhood comic shops today, including from Blue Water Productions' Female Force number 12, Michelle Obama, Year 1. How exciting can a comic of a one-year-old Michelle Obama be? We'll find out.
Not when she was one.
Political Power number 8, Nelson Mandela, and William Shatner presents Tech War number 6.
Sweet. I have from Archie Comics, we have Archie number 607, Archie Double Digest number 207, and then I also had Aspen MLT brings us Soulfire volume 2 number 3.
Boom Studios Cars number 3, Incredibles number 7, Wall-E number 4. Basically, Boom Studios is your Pixar movie place, I guess.
Oh, good for them. Dark Horse brings us Guild number 1 of 3.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds kind of interesting. And there's lots of stuff from DC Comics. We've got Batman Streets of Gotham, Batman the Brave and the Bold, number 15, Catwoman. Well, that's a collector's edition figure, not actually a comic.
Yeah, they've got some
and
of those.
And what else did you have for DC on your list?
Green Lantern number 52, obviously a Blackest Night tie-in. Justice League, The Rise of Arsenal, number 1 of 4. Resident Evil 4 of 6 is out today, and Victorian Undead is almost done with number 5 of 6.
From Dynamite Entertainment, we have Black Terror number 9. Why's it gotta be Black Terror? Queen Sonya number 5. Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time number 1.
Which means that comic, buy it now because it will never end.
Ah, and RoboCop number 3.
IDW Publishing, A-Team Shotgun Wedding Number 2, Angel, the Lorne special, one shot with Lorne, huh? Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Fool's Gold Number 4, and Tank Girl, World Escape Number 1 of 4. We love you, Lori Petty.
Hmm. From Image Comics, we've got Haunt Number 6, King City Number 6, Orkstein Number 2, that sounds kind of gross, and Shuttertown Number 1.
Marvel Comics, Captain America 604, Deadpool number 21, Because You Love Deadpool, also core the Deadpool Core Rank and File number 1, also the prelude to the Deadpool Core number 4 or 5, which how could it be out if that's out too? Weird. Halo Bloodline number 4 or 5 out today as well. Got anything else from Marvel?
Yeah, I had Peter Parker number 1 of 5.
There you go, he finally gets a comic.
Yay, and some X-Men stuff, X-Factor number 203, X-Men's Origins Nightcrawler number 1.
And Stan Soul Survivors number 5 of 5 is wrapping up, but if I'm buying anything today, it's going to be from Digital Manga Publishing because I will be getting the graphic novel How to Seduce a Vampire.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, director Jay Roach was talking to MTV and says that yes, in fact, him and Mike Myers are developing a fourth installment of Austin Powers.
What?
Quote, Mike is working on ideas for it, people are definitely talking about it, and I'm all good for it. He directed the other three Austin Powers movies. Now, again, I don't need Austin Powers, and I don't need him in 3D like we're talking last night.
Oh,
everything,
my God.
I don't know that it's 3D, I don't know, but aren't we kind of done with that? Wasn't that like a...
The third one wasn't even all that funny.
No, it really wasn't. So this isn't so much of a news story as a warning. Be careful. It's coming.
Well, I've got some news from science from, like, the universe. New proof that there's these unknown structures that are tugging at our universe. Okay? There's some pictures of the Coma Galaxy Cluster, which appears to participate in the mysterious motion known as dark flow. Does that sound kind of gross? Or I don't know. It's no fluke, though, dark flow. Scientists report the discovery of hundreds of galaxy clusters streaming in the same direction at more than 2.5 million miles an hour. Okay, the mysterious motion cannot be explained by current models for distribution of mass in the universe, so they're saying that something is being tugged on or the gravity of matter outside of the known universe. So it hasn't really been, you know, affecting Earth as of yet, but it is kind of interesting. Maybe we'll find a scientific explanation, but we're finding some more science, some interesting thing about this dark flow.
So next story, if you've caught last night's Sweekly, you kind of know where I'm going to go with this, because we have to talk about the Nintendo 3DS. Out of nowhere, Nintendo said that they're making a new system, new handheld system, that is in 3D. The 3DS will be the next logical successor to the DS, the DSi. It's now 3DS. It will play the DS and DSi games. It's supposed to come out within the next financial year for Nintendo, which that's between like now and March of next year. So between now and then, I'm guessing Christmas, you will not need 3D glasses. It will produce 3D graphics without 3D glasses. That's what it's saying. That's what it is promising. And at E3 in June, we're going to see more of it from Nintendo. So
remember when you got a handheld Nintendo and it had to last for like years until you got a new kind?
Yeah.
Now it seems like they're popping a new one out every 2 seconds.
Well, that's a bit sudden, but no. Yeah, they are.
The DSi did like just come out.
Well, and like the big DS hasn't come out in America yet. It's getting ready to come out, and we've already announced a 3D DS, so you keep waiting for the next DS, and then you can't because there's always one coming.
Huh.
It's crazy.
Well, I've got another bit of science news. This one's kind of cool. It poses the question, can a person own the moon or own real estate on the moon? Here's the thing. American millionaire Richard Garriott owns a Soviet space station rover parked on the moon, and he claims that this could give him rights to lunar property. Okay, kind of crazy, right? At times, it seems, you know, the super wealthy own everything. But what it is it's a Soviet Union's Luna 21 lander and the Lukanhod 2 rover. He paid $68,000 at an auction for it. And the orbiter is sitting clearly right there on the planet's surface. It originally landed on the moon in 1973.
Wow.
They thought it had crashed and was left covered by moon dirt. Well, not so. Apparently, it's like right there and you could totally see it. So I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a stretch to think that this entitles him to any kind of land on the moon. If he wants to spend money to go and retrieve it, I mean, I guess that's his own business, but
just if you
really
throw something in my backyard, you don't own my backyard.
No, so.
Well, I guess in the name of, we already have a flag up there. We have a flag up there.
And we don't want advertising, and we don't want all kinds of crazy crap on the moon.
We don't want CHA. So British military scientists are making a force field for their tanks. It's a new type of armor that's going to use pulses of electrical energy to repel rockets, shrapnel, and other ammunition that might damage the vehicle.
Wow.
When a threat from incoming fire is detected by the vehicle, the energy stored in the supercapacitor can be rapidly dumped onto the metal plating on the outside of the vehicle, producing a strong electromagnetic field. Now, it would only last for maybe a fraction of a second, but if timed right, we've got deflectors that they're working on.
Holy crap!
And they say it doesn't take as much energy as you would imagine. You would think it would require huge amounts of it, but we found it could be done with surprisingly small amounts of electrical power. Conventional armor is just a lump of metal, but an RPG round can punch through more than a foot of steel. Carrying around enough armor to protect against that is extremely heavy. The real advantage to the electrical armor is how light it can be by comparison. That and the fact that it just shows us that we do live in the future, and that's pretty fracking cool. Geek Radio Daily, thanks for dropping by. It's fantastic. You were smiling. I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah.
Drop by Facebook. Become a fan of the site. It's all been cool. Make sure you're getting all the shows because we just released this weekly last night. GRD, License to Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0, License, Drop a Note to Podcast, Billy Flynn, The Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
What am I going to do? How naive can you get? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play sandwich.
Sandwich? Ooh, dooty dooty. How do you play it?
Now, first, you step on this slice of bread. Then, I cover you with the other slice, like this.
What do I do now, Pudding? What do I do now?
No peeking.
What did you say, Pudding? What did you say? I can't hear you. Ooh! I don't like that.